You've heard about the deaths. 17 killed in a high school, a triple homicide in Detroit, a quadruple in Chicago. The survivors get less play, and there are an awful lot of them. More than 80,000 a year, in fact. But I don't care much about statistics.
The bullets just didn't stop coming. And so I remember, you know, thinking, oh my God, this is how we go.
Usually in the news we'll hear the number of injured or the number of deceased, but the ripple effects is much greater.
They come from all walks of life, educated and not, rich and poor. Some live in cities where gun violence is all too common.
One day I was out there and I saw my first, 10 bodies laying down on the floor. It was first time for me seeing a dead body, at 4 years old.
Others knew little of guns until the day they were forced to become experts.
I'm just sitting here now with blood puddle, and a dead body, and I'm I just want to get out of here.
No matter their backgrounds, they share one defining truth. They've survived a gunshot.
And then he turned around and saw me, and I'm laying on the ground, leaning up against a bookshelf, and he looked me in the eyes, and it's a weird moment of intimacy where your life is in someone else's hands and they're looking at you and you realize they see you and they still pull the trigger.
This isn't about what or whom is to blame, guns or laws or video games. The reason behind the violence doesn't change that it happened and that tens of thousands of people must live with its effects for the rest of their lives.
Every time I get up and I take a step, I remember Las Vegas because I get that pain in my leg, you know, and we can't forget. I can't walk as fast as I used to. I can't run like I used to. As of right now, it's just this constant reminder. I mean, it's with us. You know, it's always going to be with us.
From the team that brought you Accused, in collaboration with The Trace, comes Aftermath, a podcast about gunshot survivors. Subscribe to us at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.